tend to Kislev already.
Next week we're not going to be here. So the next year will be the night before Hanukkah. So I think that'll be time to look at the halachas, and particularly the halachas of Shabbos, Hanukkah, and Achsanoi, and all that's involved in there. But I wanted to take a look at a topic that most of us have never even considered, never even thought of. But it's very fundamental to Hanukkah. And I'll start first with a Ramban in Parshas Peschanah. Then we'll go from there to the Gemara and Megillah and Rashi, the Marsha, the Rashash, and then the Rambam and Yisaydei HaTorah. So, at the beginning of Perek Dalet and Dvarim, we have the Lav, no, the Lav and of Lois Sosifo and Lois Sigru. We cannot add to the Torah, we cannot detract from the Torah. So, the Ramban cites Rashi, is telling us, on Chomesh Parshios Betvillin. You want to add an extra Parsha to the Tvillin. Chamisha Minur Maluluf. Well, add on, take another Min. The Rosh Hashanah said four, you know, listen, Kolamar Bezra Reza Meshubach. Chomesh Tzitzius, four is good, five is certainly good. What's the problem? Bechein leisigru, and leisigru really is a lot to mechayev for this. Because what do we need the lava of leisigru for? If we're, the leisigru means we can't detract from the mitzvahs that we're doing. It means even within the mitzvah, to omit a mitzvah altogether is poshut. Chayev the chiddush is, even if I want to alter one of the deals, I'll have tzitzis, but I'll have tzitzis with three. So what's this? So that's also leisigru. The Kach Omru B'Sifri. Sifri says, "Minayin shalay toisav al alula v'al atzitzis." How do we know we shouldn't add more minim to the dalad minim and more tzitzis than Talmud Loma Loisa Sifu? "Minayin shayin poichsin mehem." How do we know that we can't detract from them? Talmud Loma Lo Sigru. "Minayin." So how do we know, for example, this is Nogayat Eliot. Yeah, to you. Anyone else here? No, I don't think there's anyone else here. It's relevant to, but it's relevant to you. Minayin, she imposach l'vorach birchus kayanim. The kayan started to give birchus kayanim. Lo yomer hol posachti l'vorach. Listen, they gave me the stage and I'm giving brachas. Why stop at just the shalom? That's all the brachas. There's more brachas in the Torah. We'll give some more brachas. Oymer Hashem v'lokeyam v'seichem yosef aleicha. You know, there's more brachas in the Torah. We'll give some more brachas. Simcha l'kim gafrayim v'chem nasha, you know. And they only go up a few times a year, so listen, watch just three sentences. You know, Eliot's a good-hearted guy. You know, pour it on. Why not? It's Talmud Loimer Hadover. So Sivu al Hadover means even things which are in Dibur, which are not in action, but are in enunciated, also involved in Leis Sivu and Leis Sigru.
Dibur and Alav.
Dibur and Alav, yeah, if you hear it. It's interesting. There's a Tshuva of Rav Besser Frank. He has an unusual conclusion. He has a shayla if the kohen can say bruchim tia. So, if you can say bruchim tia, so the shayla really comes down to that maybe because there's no priestess yadayim, the hands are down already, so maybe it's not a tesefus. But he was not so happy with the bruchim tia. I'll call upon him, so this is also nichlal. No, you can't get no extra brachas.
So, well, when
are
they going to say
brachas
to you?
No, when you do go well, down. You, no. When you come down, you say Yashar Kachacham.
Well, the rest of the day they can't say.
Sorry, I guess because it's contiguous with the Duchen.
They're already off the Duchen.
Yeah, whatever, but this, yes, as I say, it's an unusual thought.
Well, over on that subject, a lot of people bench their children Friday night. And they say,
it
seems to me
yeah.
That should only belong to
the
Kohen,
yeah.
And not to me.
The story is like this, you know. We live in a time and place due to the uprootedness of the Jewish people in the 20th century, the latter part of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, and the Holocaust. We have few families that really have strong Messiah. Everyone has gaps in their Messiah. Because, you know, the dirt that grew up, that came to the United States, had gaps. They didn't, you know, live under the circumstances where the Messiah was strong. The gap, the dirt of the Holocaust, a lot of them They went away as young children. They don't remember exactly what went on. So we live in a dur where people are adopting all types of minhagim and practices that their avos never practiced altogether. And consequently, they certainly don't know in that context how they should go about it. And Yivarechecha is a classic case. You know, there are a person that doesn't have the Messiah to do Yivarechecha shouldn't be doing it. Certainly not with his hands up. That's for sure not. There's a machlekes. I think if you have one hand up, there's a machlekes to Prima Godim and the Gro if you're over. I think the Prima Godim is machmer, the Gro is meiko.
Sorry, so my son uses just one hand when he does it.
So if you doze the yekis, I think that's the mesira, that they put one hand, the Rav gives the broch. If that's the mesira, like those sheetas, that's fine. One that doesn't have that mesira, what's it being nichnas to this machlekes for? There's a machlekes, one's over and I say.
So that would apply to a
Kohen
giving a bracha to his children?
No, Kohen can give, Kohen is a tithe.
Can he give a bracha to his children with two hands?
Yeah, Kohen can give your rechecha. Kohen is authorized to give brachas.
Yeah, but not ad kedei kach. I saw this once happen. When I was a child, I saw a Kohen just get up and he wanted to bless the people. And the Rav, who was there, he turned a bright red. I assume that's not allowed.
Well, we're not, you know, we have certain times for Birchas Kayanim, and that's
right.
It, you know.
I assume that's totally not allowed.
Yeah, but
right?
On a private basis, to give someone a brocha, Kayan is allowed. Kayan is authorized to give brochas. Now,
how about a sandik?
Yeah. I don't know if he should be giving you, I'm not sure. Brachas he can give, but if he should be giving you Varechachal, if he's not a Kayan, he certainly shouldn't be giving
it. Oh, but if he give brachas.
Yeah, brachas, yeah, anybody can give brachas. Now, so listen, where I come from, we did brachas once a year, that's it. Menachem Ba'aychach, yeah? That's it, once a year. My father gave us a bracha, Erev Yom Kippur, we got a bracha from him. Yisimcha Elokim, Kefraim V'chim Nasha, that was the beginning and that was the end. Goodbye. You know?
No Yivarechecha.
I'm just telling you what was the Messiah in my mishpacha, how it was. How it is. That's what I do. I give brachas once a year to my children in that sense, in a formal sense, and Erev Yom Kippur.
Getting back to that, that the Kohen should answer, would you say the Kohen Bisman Hazeh should not answer when somebody...
I'm not saying it's an unusual position, don't see Pesach Frank's position on this. I'm not adopting that as the halacha. I'm just telling you, you want to know issues of Baal Tosef, they exist. Now...
Is there a way of getting around it?
I think if your hands are down, it's probably less of an issue. But as I said,
if somebody says shkoyach to you, is there a way of getting around?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you're going to get around it.
Thank you.
I'll call upon him. Yeah. Now he goes on. Let's proceed, Rabbi Yisrael. Avol loy be'ola be'ela b'lvar omru. The Baal Tosef is not only on these matters. A person that in Eretz Yisrael and he goes into the sukkah to use the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres but kavona to be yoytze mitzvah sukkah is leike, gets malchus, is over alav in the Torah. K'moy shemuskar b'mesech de Rosh Hashanah v'chein im yasa achak shisha. If he decides the sukkah says, listen, the Shana Rab or something else, yeah, 6 days is enough for him for the yontif. Is over b'lav zeh that the mashmos in the Ramban that he counts lo sifu and lo sigru was one. That's the mashmos. He says over b'lav zeh. I'm not 100% sure there is such a mashmos. Meaning, in other words, he can't alter the Torah. Well, if he daiti, and then the Ramban is an amazing chiddush. This is the Ramban's chiddush in the sugya of Baal Tosef. It's afilu bodo lasis mitzvah nei atzma. He's not revising an existing mitzvah. He decides, listen, you know. 630 mitzvahs is noch nicht genug. It's not enough, you know. So he wants to add a few. Going to also chag v'chaydish shabodu milibo ki Yerovam. Like Yerovam made up a yontif, so he'll make up a yontif. We'll make up our own yontif. You know, the wind is a little bit too dreary. You could use an extra yontif in mitten, you know. Something in between, you know, in between Hanukkah and Purim, you know. It's mid-January, you could use a yontif for a day. So this is also over Balav, is a violation of Balav. And then the Ramban shows that it's not only the alteration of a mitzvah, but the introduction of a new mitzvah is also a violation of a kach omru le'inyan mikra megillah. There are those that say that Chazal raised the issue in terms of Mikra Megillah. This wasn't altering any mitzvah that existed. They created a whole new Yom Tov. And it says to our Arbosh, one of the Vim, Omdu Lehem Yisrael. This is a Gemara in Megillah, which we'll look at. To our 48 Nevi'im, Velo Pichasu, Velo Hosifu, Amashakosu, Vatarafis, Afilo Ois Achatz, Chutzvi Mikra Megillah. Except for Mikra Megillah. Why he didn't notice where it is.
Some villages and towns and families that have their own yontif on a day that town was saved.
That's something else. That's an yontif. I don't know. It's not. We'll see. At the end, it'll be all right. But we'll have to see what that's about. It says, all the yered is my dorosh. So the Gemara brings in Megillah. In Megillah, the Gemara quotes the following. You dial it over now. Okay. Let's go to the Gemara. So the Gemara says here, my drush, dorush, on what basis? Is Omar Abchia bar Avin, Omar Ab Yeshua ben Korcho. Umami Abdus Lucheris Amin and Shira, if when we were taken out of Mitzrayim. By the Lord, he said it. Kal v'chomer, it's based on a Kal v'chomer, which is a deraisa dikadin. We went out of Mitzrayim, which was Abdus Lucheris. They, most of the time, they weren't trying to kill us. They were just enslaving us. So if we're going out from enslavement to freedom, you sing Shira. Mimiso l'chaim l'kol shekein. So if a person was saved from death, but he certainly should have to sing Shira. So then the Gemara goes into Ihochi Halo Nami. So why is it that we don't say Halo? Halo Nami Nemo, we should say Halo. It's the classic Gemara. The Gemara goes into the reasons we don't recite Halo on Purim. So here, so in this Gemara, so the Bavli's answer to this problem is to Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is a deraisa d'kadin. The Torah obligated us to give Shira. The Rishalmi also raises the problem, same issue, and the Rishalmi is more pointed in how it spells it out. The Rishalmi says, the Rishalmi in the first parak in Megillah says the following, Shmona mechamishim skenim, there were 85 skenim, Mumehem, and the Ayu Shalmi says, Shleisha Nevi'im, there were 30 ones that had Nevi'im, Nevi'im, Ruach HaKadosh, whatever, in that realm. Mehem Kama Nevi'im, Hayu Mitztaren al Hadavar, they pondered this greatly, the enactment of Purim. And Omru, what was their issue? Ksiv Eila HaMitzvah Sashatziva Hashem as Moshe. This is the very last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar, and the Gemara in Megillah says, Eila HaMitzvah, say, Novi Rashai L'Chadosh Dovah. The Novi can't come along and make new dinim. Elo HaMitzvah Shel Tzavu Mipi Moshe. These are the mitzvahs which were given from Moshe, Rabbeinu. And that's it, we can't add to them. Kach Onam Alonu Moshe, this is what Moshe told us. Ve'ei Novi Achar Osir L'chadish Dover L'chem. And no other Novi is entitled from this point on to introduce new mitzvahs. So this was the Rishalmi's issue. Now he's going to come back again to Rambam. Why didn't the Rishalmi raise the issue of Baltosef? Why did he raise the objection from Eila HaMitzvahs? Mordechai v'Esther roitzim l'chadish lano dovo. They say, right, shalchine shalchola Esther l'chachomim kavuni l'dayrus. You know, Chazal were not running. Danchik neses ha'gdoyelo. Lo zozu misham. And they didn't leave. The besmedrish noisim enoitin b'dover, and they debated it. Achahera kolish baruch hu enayim. Right? We have varied references. So in Koran b'sefer b'sim etc. So Chazal darshan that there's a lot of a third Koran yet for this. So they found a smach on a pasuk for it. So you see, this is a brand new mitzvah. This wasn't an adjustment, an addition to an existing mitzvah. This is a totally new mitzvah. And the Rishami says it's asur, and that's where you see the Bavli, it doesn't spell it out as clearly what the issue was. The Rishami says it's because I have Eila mitzvahs. Imkei hi b'chlaloi soysef olam. This is part of Bal Toysef. Elo, shaloi lamadnu l'moysef al-pinovi yelam anakosur shomer Eila mitzvahs. It could be that it's a realm of Bal Toysef, but whether as it affects a novi, it's derived from Elo shaloi lamadnu l'moysef al-pinovi. How do you know that if you add through a novi, it's an Isra Bal Toysef? That if it's a novi, a novi is not allowed to. Then he says, the gzeiros the rabbanim which are made to keep us away from isurim. They do not stem from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. They're additions. They're not part of the Torah itself. This is the Ramban. Now, the Ramban, there's a glaring problem with this Ramban, a glaring problem. And the problem is very simple. There are two Yom Tovim that Chazal, that the world Mechudish, that are not in the Torah. It's Purim and Chanukah. So the Ramban is all disturbed and exercised about Purim. Now, neither of the answers for Purim, not the Bavli's answer, nor the Rishalmi's answer, is going to help us when it comes to Chanukah. It wasn't Mimovitz L'chaim. That was not the issue. And there's no Smachrim Apostle of Chuzos Zikorim. We don't have a Smachrim Apostle. So the Ramban has a Kasha, at least this Kasha of Megillah and Purim. Chazal broached the problem and they gave us two answers to it. Chanukah, Chazal didn't broach the problem. We don't find no reference in Chazal. How could you have Chanukah? In Purim, Chazal went. And the Ramban also goes by Chanukah. He talks about it one other place later on in Parshas Ray. And again, he addresses Purim and not a word about Chanukah. Glaring. Oh. So let's go to the Gemara. And at least we'll have a little bit of nachas. At least somebody asked the kasha. Where to go? But the answer to the kasha, that's another shayla. That's another shayla. In the Gemara in Megillah, so it says, Chutz mi Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is the only edition that we find. So, Frek Rashi, Vim Toymar Ner Chanukah. What happened to Chanukah? So, the Kasha is clear enough. The rest of this Rashi is lost in the clouds. So, we'll try to come to look at two or three interpretations of the rest of this Rashi. So, we have the Kasha. The Kasha is in the books. We're still perturbed why the Ramban didn't even bother to ask the question. The Ramban raised the question about Mikra Megillah, and he has no need to raise the question about Chanukah when none of the answers that he gives help for Chanukah altogether. So Rashi says, Kvar posk, I'm talking near Chanukah, Kvar posk one of him, the one of him. I will be made Mordechai, Hoyu, Chagai, Zachariah, Malach. So you could just read, you want to read this dryly, that Rashi is not addressing all, Rashi is just addressing the technical issue in the Gemara, that it says that the Neviim introduced only one thing, say Chanukah. So the answer is the one on the Neviim by Chanukah, and at this time the one of Neviim. But that certainly begs the question. I mean, if there's, the Gemara obviously was projecting this in Isra here, so what does it help that there weren't Neviim? So where did Rashi leave us? So the Marsha first is the first one to take this up. And so we'll go to the Marsha, then we'll see there are others.
Yeah, but didn't we learn elsewhere that you have to establish halal when you're saved from Something like that.
Yeah, the Donim Tiknu Hallel. So Hallel exists. They're called Torah Shalei Tova. But here especially, you made a Mikra Megillah and you made a Gantz Yontif.
So we already told us that Megillah is Mikom Hallel.
You know, so, but if we stop with that, maybe. But, you know, we didn't stop with that. And we surpassed, we made a new Hallel, in effect. So, the Marshal. Don't think that Rashi means that Kevin should posku on Aviyim, Hoyolahem Rashus Lahis of Ner Chanukah. Because the one had known Aviyim, so now we have license, you know. They can make the mitzvah factory and just, you know, churn out mitzvahs at will. He says, that can't be. They ain't Svara. How could that be? Sheila Chacham and Kayach Yosem and Aviyim. The Aviyim are greater than the Chacham. So if the Aviyim don't have a right, so how did the Chacham have a right, the Marshal says? That's all they added. You know, there was, even though they were Nevi'im, they barely added anything. So Kol Shekein then on Nevi'im. So he's learning that it must be that Ner Chanukah has some smach in the pasuk. But you know, the Rashi itself, as I said, unless you're going to read Rashi in a very detached fashion, that Rashi is just quetching on the technical point in the Gemara. It says Nevi'im and Chanukah, so Chanukah is no Nevi'im, and it was Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, but Nevi'im. And Rashi left the question open, which is peculiar. I mean, it seems the Gemara raised Lechor an issue that they didn't add anything. And the Gemara struggles for a justification with the Kal V'Chomer. So how does Rashi, if Rashi is joining the issue, what did he duck? According to the Marshal, at best he ducked. He didn't tell me what the answer is at all to the problem. The problem was there. He didn't bother to tell it to me. Then he goes on, the Marshal, to the following. Then he asks the questions, a little bit what the Ramban raised at the end. You'll ask for Hodul or Tikshi or the Tikkun Shleima Erevin and Kila Sadaim. These seem to be new practices. The Ains are Mikri Haiser or Masha Kosa Batera, because both of these came as Gidorim. The Erevin ain't a rak Gedel Eitzos Shabbos or Rishus Ayochad Rishus Arabim, is to provide extra protection from Eitzos. Or the Kila Sadaim is from Sirach Truma. And Kila Sadaim is to keep us away from violating being Mirtami Truma. They're mitzvahs in their own right. So, as I say, the way the Marshal is reading, unless we reduce it to a dry technical kvetch on the Gemara, so the Gemara addresses the issue, Rashi raises the issue of Chanukah, and he doesn't bother to answer it. So, I would suggest a mahalach, at least for Rashi. I thought maybe you could put it into the Ramban, but I'm not so sure that it'll fit into the Ramban. Let's go, maybe we'll go to the Rashash first. Then we'll go forward. So the Rashash also is perturbed by this Rashi. Rashash is also disturbed by this Rashi, Rabbi Issa. He says the following. Vim Tomer Ner Chanukah, the Chayra, he says, Homotzinu v'Baba Kama, the Rashash says, I'll show you more things that the Chazal created. Omdu Revi'im Shabereye v'tiknu shi'ukurim b'Shabbos, that they should read the Torah on Shabbos. So this Kasha I'm not blown away by, in all honesty. For a very simple reason. What's the Kriyas HaTorah? The Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah Barabbah. So Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. The Chachamim told us when and where. They gave us a place that we were always supposed to learn. So Chazal were koveya for the rabbah, a place that we're going to learn. So he told me I can't make a shir 8:30 because I'm being moisef on Lashon Kosher B'Torah. It's a shir Tuesday night 8:30. So they made a shir Shabbos morning. So this I don't see as an issue. This is not a new practice in and of itself. It's a chetimtza, a format for Talmud Torah the rabbah. Shloima tikin erevin and atilas yadayim. So that we saw already answers for. Kama takonas tiknu lono anshik neses agdola. And they were around. So those I'm not so concerned with. Because if it's a siog, so that's fine. That's not an issue. Siogim you can make. Now, over Sukkah, there he has a question that's already not so easy to move. He says, Arova is, according to one tradition, Yisud Nevi'im. The Nevi'im established Arova. So that's a totally new mitzvah, Bechor. The clapping the Arovas. Whatever the mitzvah of the Arova was, but this is Minig Nevi'im, Yisud Nevi'im, but Sof Kosof, this is something that they introduced. This is totally new. Now, Ulanias Daiti, the Klapish Omru Ela Mitzvah, Novi Rashai Lechadish Dover. What the point of this is, he says, we said a Novi can't be Mechadish, Rotzalomer Alpinavua. All it means to say is that he can't introduce something Alpinavua. Avul Sakim Veligzer Logora Novi Meshore Chachamim. He's no different than any other Chacham. That's why it was perturbed about Mikra Megillah, because that was done with Ruach HaKodesh, which is quasi Nevuah. Avol Ein Zeh Al Pi Nevuah Mamash, except the Ruach HaKodesh. So he's learning that if they want to make takonas, takonas you can make. If you claim that they're made up in a vua, that's a problem. The truth of the matter is a little bit there's nister what he wants to say, l'chayra, because the Gemara on the Beis Amid Beis in Megillah said that we have five end letters in the Aleph Beis, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, and Chof. Endachov. So the Gemara said that it's Meramas and Min Soifecha. So the Gemara suggested at one point that there was really no fixed place, and the VM came along, and they decided how it has to be. And the Gemara asked the Kasha on that, Einovi Roshai L'Chadish Dov. So I don't know why does that go into Einovi Roshai L'Chadish. They weren't claiming up Yeruach HaKadosh L'Chadish. They made a takona. That what they felt was their best way to do it, what they thought they should be done. I don't think anyone claimed if they did it was up Yeruach HaKadosh. Now, what strikes me, and I'll parallel the Rashash suggests an approach. But the Rashash really does not give us rhyme or reason for his approach. What is the Nafkamina at the end of the day, if it comes about through Nevuah or it comes about Stama Takona? Who cares? What's the difference between the two? So the Rashash suggests broad parameters, but does not really give us a means of digesting these parameters of what it's about. What? Oh, so we'll see. So.
Bigger problem, because then Moshe's.
So that's what I think. So that's, I think that we have to go to Perek Shmini in the Sodei HaTorah. The other Rambam talks about the uniqueness of Torah of Nevuas Moshe, and it's from the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's me Yud Gimel Ikrei Adas that there could be no Novi whose Nevuah rivals the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what really preserves the Torah. The Rambam says, why are we impervious to a Novi Sheker? Why don't we listen to a Novi Sheker? He said, if we accepted Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a razzle-dazzle showman with all types of nisim and meifsim, so history will bring us other types of razzle-dazzle showmen. You know, Houdini used to say that what all the people said that they were doing with supernatural powers, he said, I will do every single thing that they do and purely by sleight of hand. And he used to challenge them. And he destroyed many of them. He showed that this was all baloney. there was nothing to it. You know, he was that great in the sleight of hand that he was able to pull this off. So you're a razzle dazzle. We have another razzle dazzle guy. He'll have a show that's bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu's show. So the Rambam says, if that's why we accepted Moshe Rabbeinu, then we can accept 100 other Nevi'im after him. But why do we accept Moshe Rabbeinu? Because we heard the Rabbeinu Shalom speak to him. And why do we accept the Novi? The Rambam says, not because he has to do an Oysim Oifis, but that's not the reason we accept him. We accept the Novi because it's a mitzvah in Toras Moshe to listen to Nevi'im. If he has his mukhsha to be a Novi, in other words, he has all the necessary qualifications. He's a righteous person and learned, whatever, and he fits the role model. And then he comes with Nevuah, so we listen to him. But why do we listen to him? Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a mitzvah to listen to him. It's the sole reason we accept the Novi, the Rambam says. And Ramelo, this same Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the reason that we listen to a Novi, told us that any Novi that comes to tell us not to listen to the Torah's Moshe, to throw him out of his head. So Ramelo, this only works because there is no Novi who can rival Nevuas Moshe. The moment that some other Novi could rival Nevuas Moshe, then you could throw the whole Torah out. They'll come, listen, I had a new vision. We revamped 50 mitzvahs, threw some out, put some new ones in, some changes, updated. So the Torah can't exist. That's why the Rambam says it's Meikrei Adas. The whole binyan of Torah's Moshe stands on what's unique in Torah's Moshe. So I perhaps would suggest in Rashi, I don't know if I'll point that, I don't know if I can fit it into the Ramban. I thought I could, but I'm not sure that I can. But in Rashi, I think it's a viable approach. That which comes about from a Novi is worse than if it comes about from a Chacham. Why? A Chacham doesn't claim to be a Novi. And in fact, he lives at a time where there is no Nevuah. So if someone comes today and he makes a new thing, so big deal. I don't think that he's a rival of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a boss of a dumb just as I am, whatever. But if you're a Novi, and you come and you make something new, so then people will say, it came, even if you don't claim it, that it came through Koyach HaNevuah. And it could be that that's why you're Rabban Ben Nevot. The Ramban says that Yontif was also a violation. Why? Because of the fact that since he was at a time of Nevuah, people could mistake what Yerovim ben Nevot did as Nevuah, right? We have running around the world today two big religions that decided that the Rabbeinu Shalom came and gave a new Nevuah. One decided the Rabbeinu Shalom himself showed up to tell us it, and one decided they have a Novi. And they're running around the world for the last 1500 to 2000 years with this story. So a Novi is worse than a Chacham in that regard. By a Novi, perhaps, is not allowed to be Mechadish, anything new. Now, maybe the Ramban even means that too. In other words, it could be the Ramban means that in the era when there is Nevuah, that every person is not allowed to do Baal Tosef. Did that necessarily apply to a Novi? So the answer is, so we learn from Ein Shein Novi Rashai L'Chadish Dover, which really shows us the Oimek of the Kavanah was, in fact, who we're most concerned about, but that wasn't apparent because he might say, listen, he's a holy man, and he says he has a Nevuah from the Rabbeinu Shalom, so listen to him. So the answer is no. If anything, the Torah pointed out to us that the problem that he's going to make for us is even worse than the other guy that doesn't have a claim to be a Novi. He's even worse because he is a Novi, but we could argue he's better because he's speaking in the name of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So he's not stop being Baal Taisa. He's saying, the Rabbeinu Shalom is being Meisiv. I'm just the town crier. I'm telling you about it. So the Torah told me that a Novi is also included. But the truth is, once it told me that a Novi is included, maybe it'll fit into the Ramban, is that really is the oimek of what the Kavanah is. The Kavanah about Tosef and about Tigra, of course, in other words, to alter the mitzvahs that exist, that's true at all times, at all places. But by a Novi, when a Novi comes, there's another problem with what he wants to do, which includes even making new things, which don't alter that which the Torah said, which is that now he's playing the role of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we can now say we'll have rivals from Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen, Moshe Rabbeinu brought mitzvahs, Yechezkel brought mitzvahs, Yeshaya brought mitzvahs, Yirmiyah brought mitzvahs. You know, there were a lot of people that brought mitzvahs. If there are mitzvah givers that parallel Moshe Rabbeinu, then Kashrut Tzivah Hashem as Moshe is not so unique anymore. So the word Moshe is not so unique. If the word Moshe is not so unique, so the whole binyan of Torah will not stand. So perhaps that's what Rashi means, and perhaps in the Ramban, why the Ramban didn't even perceive it as a question, because ultimately, when a time and place when there is no Nevuah in the world, so the addition, the problem of the addition is you're rivaling Taras Moshe with your addition. And that's why it's included in Baltosef. But if you're not rivaling Taras Moshe, and you're not altering Taras Moshe, so who said there's an Isser altogether? And maybe that's where Chanukah makes perfect sense. So Kasha about Chanukah. Because Chanukah, it wasn't the Vuah, it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh, it was long after all that had lapsed. And then Rashi, in fact, would have addressed not only the technical issue, but the Gemara head on. Rashi asked us about Chanukah, the answer is Kaposku Nevuah. At the time of Mordechai, it was still real Nevuah of Chag Zechariah and Malachi. So then we had to be especially concerned. But they had Chanukah when there was no Nevuah in the world anymore. What was the problem? Nobody could think that this is a rival to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's obviously manufactured from the human mind, not from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So perhaps based on this Rambam is an approach that we could take to Rashi and Megillah, and maybe we could fit it into the Ramban too. Maybe. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we can fetch it into the Ramban. Now, this is not just an idle theoretical question. Because really, this explores the oimek of the Takana of Purim as something which comes from the world of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, and Chanukah is coming from the world of the Chachamim, early Chachamim, but Chachamim after the lapse of Nevuah. Now that is a very critical distinction in the Halacha L'Maaseh too. We have a klal that's suffering the Raisa L'Chumra. We have a klal that's suffering the Rabbanan and the Kula. In Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, we have a machlokes, Rishayim, whether that Chumra is Midrabanan or Midraisa. Why we're machl? But we're machl. So now the Shaila is, what happens if we're dealing with a Sofik with the Nevi'im? Something which comes from the Nevi'im, and there's a Sofik, what's the din? So this again, this is B'machlokes Shnuya. You have those that say that it's no different. The Ran is Mashma, that it's the same Sofik to Rabban and the Kula. The Avnei Nezer, I believe he wants to say this in the Rambam, but there's a Chupas Avnei Nezer. And the Sofik Chavar Rebbe says that Sofik, Divrei Kabbalah, the Divrei Kabbalah could Divrei Torah. They have the same status and the sense, and therefore Sofik Divrei Torah, to do Sofik Divrei Kabbalah is Lechumra. Just the Sofik Deraisa is Lechumra. That's a proposition that the Avnei Nezer undertakes in one of his tshuvas. And it affects Halacha L'Maaseh. The Gemara says we read the Megillah twice, once in the nighttime and once in the daytime. So somehow, whatever the reason, I can never imagine practical reasons produce that result. When I was a child, Purim night, you had a swing from the chandelier to have a seat. Sure. Purim day, you know, it was, what can I tell you, a deserted place. You know, a small number of Yidin came, went, whatever, there was no big fuss. And the night time, the place was jammed to the rafters. And according to the Turei Avin, they missed the point. The Megillah at night, he says, is Midrabanan. And then the one in the daytime is the one that's Midrabanan Kabbalah. So the Iker Megillah is in the daytime, not the night. It's Midrabanan Kabbalah. So if anything, if you're going to come to one of them, except principally, if you had a choice of showing up, you should opt at least for the one of the daytime, except for Inyan of Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita, whatever. This is a famous Shiloh, a guy that we agreed to let him out of jail once a year. So should he wait to Yom Kippur or should he go now to Davin? You know, so basically I think they're a lot held that he should go now to Davin. You don't wait to Yom Kippur. Now you have the opportunity, these reason Magdimin, you do the mitzvah now. I'll call upon him, but let's say you had a suffix in the Megillah if you were Yaitzeh at night. I'm not sure if I heard a word or not. I don't know that I didn't hear. I don't know. Maybe I heard it. So the Chayra in the nighttime, I'd have a right to be made, or suffix the Rabbanu the Kula. When it comes to the daytime Kriyas HaMegillah, the daytime Kriyas HaMegillah suffix, we do Rei Kabbalah. So I'm not sure if I heard a word. So the Chayra that I'm Mechuyev Al Pidin. That's Chumrah of Nimashor, that I'm Mechuyev Al Pidin to go back and to hear the rest of the Megillah, hear the Megillah a second time to make sure that I hear it. So if it did, is the Raisa or the Rabbanan, has very, very significant nafkaminas, halacha lemaisa. Now, it's clear then that Neres Chanukah have a totally different basis than Mikra Megillah, than Purim. And that basis is Midrabbanan. So let's say a person had a suffix, if he was Yotzei, even Neres Chanukah or not. He's not sure if he put enough oil for the half an hour. He doesn't know. Could be he did, could be he didn't. So the Chayre doesn't have to light again. It's a suffix the Rabban on the Kula. I mean, before the fact, he should do something about it. But after the fact that it went out, it's not Mechuyev to go and say, okay, let me start again and light another time. Well, light without a broch on a second time, but nevertheless. So there is another spin. It crossed my mind, and I found someone that said it. There's another spin that we could give to why Purim is worse than why Purim is worse than their Chanukah. In the Megillah itself, we find two references to the mitzvahs of Purim. One said, "B'shloach monos ish l'rayeyo matanos le'ev yonei," and then we have Simcha Mishta, and one time it says Yontif too, and the second time it doesn't say Yontif. You have Simcha, Mishta, one time says Yontif, the second time says that the Yimei Mishta v'Simcha, and it doesn't mention Yontif the second time. So the Gemara tells us in Megillah that they wanted to make a Yontif that there's an Issa Melacha too. A real Yontif, the real deal. At least, I guess, not less Chomer than Chol HaMoed. I don't think more Chomer than Chol HaMoed, but not less Chomer than Chol HaMoed. But it looks like Klal Yisrael, they refuse to accept it. You know, the halacha is if Rova Tzibra is not Yochel Lamud, but it's not in Pashat, Bechol Tzvitz Yisrael, it becomes Bokel. So it looks like the people just, it was too difficult. They said, there's enough days Yontif, another day out of work. You know, we're not happening. I'll call upon him. So the initial plan was to make a full-fledged Yontif with the Risa Malacha. Gemara says, and at the end, so Simcha, the Gemara says, Shasurim behesped v'tainis, and Mishter is a chiyab suda. And Yontif meant the Issa Melacha. So the Shaila then was, what gave Mordechai and Esther, on what basis could they ask to make a Yontif? That was their initial request. And it didn't work out, but what they were being done on was the right to make a Yontif, not just to have a celebration and to party, and that's fine, but you want to make a full-fledged Yontif with Issa Melacha. You know, that's a whole different story already. You know, so we have, because of Syog, we have that Yontif Sheni, but that's not a new Yontif. That's just to make sure we keep the original Yontif. But to come along and to make a whole new Yontif, so this is what some want to say, that's the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah, they never wanted, they never ever did make and Issa Melacha involved with it. So that you want to make it does not parallel really a Torah Dika celebration in terms of a Torah Dika Yontif. So the fact you want to make a mitzvah, you want to do something, a commemoration, and the truth of the matter is we have to really understand a little bit more here to all of this. The Inyan of Shira is a deraisa dikadin. So be'etzem, the fact that there has to be a form of Shira on Hallel and Purim is axiomatic. Yontif, it doesn't have to be. So you could argue that the essential existence of the Yontif, per se, is really a deraisa dikadin of Eidon. So you have to ask a little, like, what was the Rishalmi's problem? Was the problem because they made Mikra Megillah? Was the problem because they made it, wanted to make it into a Yontif, perhaps? In other words, they were adding things that you don't find in the Deraisa de Karel. And maybe that was the problem. In other words, they wanted to enhance it. That beyond, in other words, what the Torah would have said to do in this case, so they wanted to make more things and make it closer to a regular Yontif. So perhaps that's the Inyan of the Baal Tosef that's involved here. I'm rather inclined, the truth of the matter is, I have to tell you, I'm rather inclined when it comes to Hanukkah and Purim to a brisk type of perspective. Brisk in its formulations accomplished some things which are very, very difficult to accomplish otherwise, and they were very, very good at, you know, at their classification of how they classify things. We have mitzvahs to Rabbanon, but the kiyum of those mitzvahs to Rabbanon is an avenue, ultimately, to a kiyum of a deraisa. The means, the methodology that we use, is a Rabbanon dika means, or doesn't come from the Torah itself. But the ultimate kiyum, that which we're out to accomplish, is a deraisa dika kiyum. So you have. It's a uniquely brisk type of formulation. And ultimately, you could argue that that Hanukkah and Purim are both, in a certain regard, forgetting the means that we use. Maybe the means is is where the question of the Baal Tosef is, of what means we should use to get there. But at the end of the day, l'chayr, we're dealing with the derais of the kikir. In other words, the Indian of Shevach Vaidot, to give Vaidot to the Rebbeinu Shalom, is Me'ikrei HaTorah. This is not, you know, incidental. It's not a sideshow of the Torah. This is the understanding that we are regular recipients of the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom is at the root of what the entire Torah is. So that's a derisa d'kikim. The means to do it, there could be different means. We do it through Neros Hanukkah, we do it through Mikra Megillah. There are different means by which we do it. But ultimately, we're not devoid of a deraisa de kikiyum here. You're talking again that nevertheless, the means themselves maybe need to be questioned, that we have the right to enact certain means to achieve that end. That's something else, and maybe that's also in the realm of Baal Tosef. But l'chayra de kikiyum in all of these cases would seem to be a deraisa de kikiyum. And being makir chaz de Hashem, giving a daughter to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Al kol ponim, we've explored some possibilities of what the difference between Hanukkah and Purim is, why in Hanukkah there is no issue of Baal Tosef, apparently, and in Mikra Megillah, the Ramban and Rashi, I mean the Gemara indicates, and the Ramban takes it up as a course, that why there is no Baal Tosef, yet Hanukkah the Ramban doesn't even raise an issue altogether. And Rashi seems to almost push it under the carpet, as the way the Marshal learns. So we explored a number of reasons that where the root of each Yontif is, and why Mikra Megillah is more subject either because it had an aspect of Yontif to it, or because it came about from the Nevi'im themselves, and it didn't come about through the Chachamim, or the Rashash wants to say because it was claimed to be from Ruach HaKodesh, And Ein Hachanam and Revim could do things which they don't attribute to Ruach HaKodesh. They can both do as well as the Chachamim. Just things which are attributed to Ruach HaKodesh have this problem. So we have a number of approaches to understanding the difference between Chanukah and Purim. My Purim uniquely was a much bigger problem of Baal Teisa.